God moves in our lives, God changes us, and God will keep us safe. How many of y'all believe that? God will keep us safe. And so I want us to lift up the people in Newtown, Connecticut. Just before I preach, I want to pray for them. I am overwhelmed. It's beyond my imagination. But this is the world we live in today. This is the world we live in today. Somebody asked me this morning, they said, Pastor Ayers, were you surprised? I said, no. So why are we surprised? After 8 o'clock service, I had one of our members that's like really smart and bright. We do have a few of those here. And this guy was really sharp, and he said, Pastor, I don't want to start a national controversy, but he said, don't you think it's interesting that we're scared to have the Bible in our public schools, but we'll give everybody one when they get to prison? No, I hadn't thought about that, but I thought about that. That makes pretty good sense, doesn't it? By the time they get to prison, we say, you might need to hear this. Well, maybe you need to hear this now. Before we get there, I am thankful that our media used the correct word on this situation, evil. And I want you to know that evil's been around since the beginning of time, and it's not going away. And so Friday, I was sitting there listening to all this craziness that's going on with our brothers and sisters in Connecticut, and I'm having to balance between the Sunday of peace and the Sunday of joy that approaches. And God says, I've lived in between peace and joy forever. A broken heart and a glad heart. How many of y'all are glad to know that God doesn't give up on us and He stays with us? And we need to pray for those people. And I hope we'll pray for each other and take care of each other. And I don't want anybody to freak out. It happens because it's evil. That's what evil does. Evil kills people. That's what evil does. It kills. And when I go through tragic situations, I look at these things as, okay, how do we become better people, more guarded people? And the best thing that we can do is love one another as Christ loved us, embrace our communities, be thankful, and be watchful. There are crazy people in the world. Do y'all understand that? And I don't know why a majority of us can't understand this. You can't negotiate with evil. It doesn't sit down at a table and come to reason. Because I want you to understand, philosophically, evil does not make sense. Evil does not have a moral logic. Evil is just evil. And God comes in the midst of an evil world and brings love, He brings hope, He brings joy, and He brings peace. But let's pray for those folk. Amen. Pray for our community, because guess what? Some of you parents, thank you parents for having your children in church. Thank you all for teaching over there in that other building. Thank you for working hard. Principal Dan, it sounds like Captain Dan off Forrest Grump, but Principal Dan, guess what? Dr. Dan, we pray that we're safe in our schools. I just want you all to know that here at Hillview, we lift up prayers of safety over our schools constantly. It's not a one-time thing, okay? But let's be prepared. Let's love one another. What's the best thing we can do with evil? I would say, tell people about Jesus. And a lot of you telling people about Jesus. Am I surprised at what I see in the United States today? No. Not a bit. My question is you, why are you shocked? It's a world much like Jesus came into. Rome was much like us. We're going to do it our way, do it our understanding, and we're always shocked by the consequences. How many of y'all find people shocked by the consequences? Does anybody know this? If you stick your finger in a light socket, what's going to happen? Please tell me, you know. Please tell me, you know. What's going to happen?
You're going to get shocked.
You know? Well, guess what? I live in a world today that says you can stick your finger in the light socket, and if you get shocked, it's somebody else's fault. This is the theory of humanity today. Not an old theory. He did it. He made me do it. It's even the Flip Wilson theory. The devil made me do it. No, you embraced the devil. Now that's what happened. And so I just want to pray that we work through it today. And guess what? There's still joy because guess what? Evil can't run God off. What do y'all think about that? Evil can't run God off. Anybody excited about that? Evil cannot run God off. It's hideous. as that moment was on Friday, as diabolical as that moment was on Friday, let me tell you, Sister Coleman, let me tell you, God did not leave Connecticut. In fact, he raised his beautiful head and he said, I'm still here. But I want y'all to wake up, because perfect little town, wasn't it? It's quiet, had picket fences, moral people there. It looked like the postcard of Christmas. And I just want to tell you the truth. Our structures won't keep evil away. There's one remedy to evil. He's got a name. Jesus. How many of y'all glad that the Emmanuel cometh, no matter what anybody else saith? And he still comes. Let's pray. Lord, we want to lift up our brothers and sisters. Lord, we want to lift up those that don't even believe Jesus is real in Connecticut. Lord, we want to lift them up and say, you know what? May this be a time of healing. Lord, we pray for every parent that is absolutely shattered and destroyed. God, I pray to you. I can't imagine. Lord, I just can't imagine. But God, may you in your God kind of way reveal peace in the midst of deep tragedy, because you've done that over and over. And may we hear your heart today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to start with this. How many of y'all are glad to know that we serve a God that wants us to live? That's the heartbeat of God. He wants us to live. And I'm taking you, and believe it or not, today, my Christmas present to you. Now, John, believe this or not, I'm not going to be as long as you think I am today. But God has some principles that he wants us to embrace. And I want you to know, I'm glad you're here today. But more than that, Jesus Christ is glad you're here today. And God does want to be in your life. And he wants you to come to know his salvation. And an element of his salvation is, guess what? Joy. I see so many of you in here that are filled with joy. You know who's filled? How many of you all love kids? I mean, here at Hillview, we love kids. And apparently y'all, hey, listen, and I love you young couples, because many of you have figured out how to have kids. And you keep practicing over and over again. And guess what? Every time we see a new baby here, that's a new life. That's a new possibility. You know what I call that? That's hope, and that's peace, and that's joy, and that's love, and that's God's possibility in motion. Now, when they turn 2 years old, you may feel like evil has entered your house. Amen. But guess what? God's possibility is still what? Still there. So let's go to the 16th Psalm. A man who was known for having a heart for God, King David, a leader, a politician, a faithful servant, a great warrior. David had some history with God. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. Psalm 16:1. Now, Charlie, here's what was amazing. You know, God probably had an idea of what was going to go on Friday morning, 9 o'clock in Connecticut, but Pastor Steve Ayers didn't have a clue. And these texts are set months in advance. Isn't that amazing? That God's, he says, let me remind you, there is a safe place, but it's not in you, it's in me. Oh, come, Emmanuel. You know what came into earth? God's safe place. David, as a politician, as a leader, as a king, as a warrior, oh God, keep me safe. I take refuge in what? In you. Thomas, this guy believed this stuff since he was a kid. You remember, it was David who walked in with the lunchbox for his big brothers, and they were on the front lines of battle, and there was war going on, just like there is war today. Well, David comes in, I can see him coming in, you know, with the lunchboxes, you know, the Batman, Superman lunchboxes of that day. And he's walking in with his brother's lunches, and here's this uncircumcised Philistine, just a violent, vile killer in the midst. We have some of those in our culture, don't we? That's Goliath. He's a big old violent, just disgusting. And guess what? He's cussing the God of Israel. Isn't he, Professor Sarkozy? He cussing the God of Israel. Well, they cuss our God today. Today in New York City, Rod's right there in Times Square where it's all happening. There's not the miracle on 34th Street anymore. There is the display on the great screen that proclaims Christianity a myth. I say, let them play the real. I know different. Now see, I'm different than an atheist. That doesn't offend me. I'm kind of like Elijah. Say it some more. Dance around your altar. Bring the fire. But don't complain when evil runs rapid. See, America's really interesting. We want to do everything wrong and expect everything right. Day-day, you know what I'm talking about? You taught for a while, didn't you? The reason that child didn't understand that algebra, because they wouldn't read the first chapter. But they wanted to graduate with honors without the first chapter. We all want to have blessed marriages, but we don't want to do what it takes to have that. We all want wonderful children, but we don't want to raise them. And then when it all goes wrong, come on, we live in America. Whose fault is it in America? Come on. Somebody else's. If you go broke, who made you broke? Somebody else. I've done that too. Christine, in my house, it's Elizabeth's fault. I don't care what went on. I do it. You do it. But I want to bring you to this realization. David didn't do it, man. He said, in you, God, I'm going to surrender. He said, how's this connected to Christmas? This is Christmas on its way. Come, oh, come, Emmanuel. David said, Lord, here I am. Here I am. He looked at that giant. It was saying all kinds of vile and disgusting and evil things against God. And guess what he said? He said, God, I don't like what he said about you, and I want you to move in me to bring peace. This is a man in his adolescence that walked in front of a giant with all he had. He had a loincloth and a slingshot. And you know what he did with a loincloth and a slingshot under the power of God? Klein, guess what he did? Slayed a vile-speaking evil entity. Not in his power, but in the power of God. You know what David really did? He brought the joy of the Lord on top of Goliath's head. He said, you may not believe it, Goliath, and you may look around at the army of Israel, and apparently they don't believe it, because they're looking at what they can do and not what God can do within them. However, you are going to have to deal with me, big boy. And here's what I believe. I believe God made me, and I believe God made this rock, and I believe God made this slingshot, and I believe God made this jockstrap, and I believe I got a good swing going on, and under the power of God, I'm going to put this rock on your head in the name of the Lord. Boom. Big giant falls to the ground. Now, David apparently was, he's packing some guns. If you read the scripture, the sword of Goliath weighed 75 pounds. Goliath, a big boy. I don't know if they had steroids back there, but if they did, he found something. You know, or he was drinking liquid nitrogen or eating some kind of plant that grew the boy big. He was big. David took that sword and cut his head off. Here's what I want you to know. From the very beginning, there comes a time where God puts an end to evil. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be that way for people that have been all bright and brilliant. I don't get all alarmed about what they got to say, because guess what? Darwin, he's got to look in the eyes of the Creator and explain creation. That's tough to do. Hawkins, with all his brilliance and all of his pontification and all of his theories, one day he's got to stare at God. We all got to stare at God. And guess what? I know this breaks our little American hearts. God doesn't care what we think. He's going to ask you, did you hear what I had to say? And guess what a lot of us are going to have to say? Lord, you know we did, but I didn't think you were serious about it. See, people get mad at me all the time. I want you to know this. You and I got to decide if we're going to be a remnant of the faithful. Because we're not in a majority anymore. People think I'm crazy. I got a lot of people that don't like me. Because I say crazy things like this. You know, I believe Jesus is the only way you can get to heaven. And when I say that, people get mad. They look at me and they say, well, Ayers, you're a bigot. I said, I might be, but I'm a bigot headed to heaven. And they call me names. I kind of feel like Rudolph. And they won't let me play any reindeer games. But I'm going to trust Jesus to lead my sleigh at night. Does that make sense? Here's what evil does. Evil blinds us just like we've sung, and it causes us to be deaf to the solution of good. It really does, Senator, doesn't it? It really does. In fact, the more I thought about evil and Christmas, I'll tell you what's evil. Christmas tree lights. How many of y'all have ever put up Christmas tree lights? Hold on, I'm going here. Hear me out. How many of y'all have ever strung those lights and you had them old kind of lights where there was one light that shut out every other light? Now, let me ask you a question. When that happened, did you sing Christmas carols or did you say things Jesus called you not to say? I wish I could tell you I was singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but I wasn't. I said, why you got to have these lights up here anyway? I said, there wasn't any lights on the manger. There wasn't any Christmas trees in the manger. Why you got all this stuff up here? Because I'm having a holiday. I'm fixing to have a holiday too. It's always one light that's off. Y'all know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all ever had that moment? Do y'all get like strained about that, or do y'all just so ho-ho it doesn't bother you? Makes me want to have some eggnog with some nog. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I need to be calmed down. I need to be calmed down. One light out. Hold on. You know what evil does? It turns one light out so no of the other lights can shine. That's what evil does. One Goliath was turning the light of God off to a whole army. But King David said, you know what? I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. He said, apart from you, I can do no good thing. He knew who God was. But better than that, he knew who he was. You want to have a revolution in the Christian church of the United States of America? If we came to this truth, we would finally see God move. We're not God. He doesn't need our education. He doesn't need our theories. He doesn't need our next book. He doesn't need our next song. He doesn't need our next display of media. We need to trust God that he will bring us through. How many of y'all believe that's true? What David did, man, here he got right with God. Guess what he said? There's nothing good in me, but there is in God. And sometimes we see that. Look, David goes on and he embraces it. He said, those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. Some of y'all have lived a long time in America. Help me. Is there less chaos or more chaos? Come on, let's make a real, let's finally square up and say, is there more or less? Okay, I need to hear from some of you that have lived more than two decades. Yeah. I don't know, but let me tell you how much things have changed. Now, I'm not that old, but I'm not that young, wherever that puts you. Larry, this is going, Klein, this may, now this won't amaze you because you grew up here, but I remember being in Warren County Schools. Warren Central is where I went to school. Warren Central. Now, back in those days, Warren Central would probably be a little more like Greenwood and South Warren because we sent those people away from us. And we had John Deere hats. And we knew what a hay bale was. Sean, there were even people at Warren Central High School when I went there that could milk a cow. Now, today at Warren Central, they don't even know where milk comes from. So the school's changed a little bit. They think Kroger makes milk, okay? Cows make milk. IGA doesn't make milk. Well, this is amazing to me. Now, Senator, I'm not recommending we do this, but at that day, true story, I pulled in my pickup truck with a loaded 30-30 rifle on the back of the gun rack with a shotgun on the second rack, and it just sounded like I went to Allen County Schools, doesn't it? And with a bow and arrow on the back, and nobody said anything. In fact, my truck was not alone. Because we'd gone hunting that morning. But Drake, nobody back then would have even had the conscious thought of taking a firearm and unloading it on innocent people. Now, the last I've checked, I got some old guns at the house, and they basically shoot like new guns. So apparently, guns haven't changed over the last 150 years. But people have. I mean, I'm from the South. I've been around guns all the time. I've not seen one of my guns yet walk down the driveway and go hurt somebody. I've not seen it get on its stock and just bounce down all by itself and cause damage. But you know what? You know what evil likes to invade? People. It likes to inhabit the thoughts and the minds of people. And David knew this. He said, in me there is no good, but in God you are all good. Oh, come Emmanuel. Guess what came in that manger? The best ever. How many of y'all glad to know the best ever came in that manger? And that best life is awaiting you. Look what David said. Those who run after other gods suffer more and more. I'm telling you, we've run after other gods. And I'm just telling you what I see as your pastor. I don't see it getting better. I see it getting worse. Well, maybe it's time to take an inventory and say, wait a minute. What have we run away from? I don't remember Christmases in my childhood where people had a problem with a Christmas tree. This is back when the Sears and Roebuck catalog was a big deal. That was online. I don't remember anybody back in my childhood going, well, you can't say Christmas tree because it's offensive. Come on, folks. It's a Christmas tree. We've taken this season to celebrate that there are those of us who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? We follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to encourage you to church. I don't want you to be obnoxious, but I want you to quit being such a pansy. Yeah. We follow Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Go check our history. Most of the people that had a great influence in the United States of America happened to be followers of Christ and not Kwanzaa. That's a fact. That's not fiction. That's not up for debate. That's a reality. Now, I'm glad to live in a country where everybody can speak what they want to speak without being shot. But everybody gets to speak. Isn't that amazing? I'm not offended that the Atheist Union put a sign up in Times Square that said Jesus Christ is a myth. I haven't said a thing about that. Why? They got the freedom to do so. It doesn't bother me. You know why? Guess why? It's not true. But my question is, why do we bother atheists? If I believe in a myth, and if I believe in something that's made up, and if I believe in something that has no power, then why are you bothered? So I'm not bothered what you believe. You believe there is no God. You believe that all we do is live our lives and die and that's it. You're entitled to that belief. I cannot interrupt that, nor can I change that. All I can tell you is the other story. O come, Emmanuel. That there is a God who became flesh, who came to earth, and he's real. You say, well, I can't see him. I can. I see him in you. But you can't see him as long as that one light's off. Isn't that interesting? It's just like those Christmas lights. If you got them strung up all over your gutter, how many of y'all realize that you saw more lights when that one light turned on? And it was one light keeping all the other lights from shining like they could. David realized this because what he said. He said, I'm not going to give creeds. I'm not going to pour out blood libations to these other gods. I'm not going to say that these other gods are true. Here's what gets me in trouble. I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. I hope you all believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And the reason I lean over here to the oncoming generation, because it's become very popular in the university to tell everybody all gods are the same. Wrong. It's just wrong. All gods are not the same. All other gods, you got to go fix yourself up, put your makeup on right, get all ready to be. That's not the all other gods, you got to go to them. This is the only God that comes to you. And there's a big difference of going to and coming to. Huge difference. This God, you got to give up your sin. There's a huge difference. This God forgives you and loves you and cradles you and embraces you. There's a big difference. I was on a plane about 8 or so years ago. We were flying back from Houston to Nashville. We were in one of those little economy, you know, I call them like smaller jets to save gas or fuel, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all, have y'all ever been in one of those little hoppers? Yeah, puddle jumpers. They got about 35 people in them. Well, there was me, and then there was some folks there from the Islamic faith on the plane, and we got in a bad storm, as you do in the summer, and boy, we dropped about 500 feet. So as we were dropping, you know how the plane just drops like that? I mean, it was like, man, they turned on some prayer. I'm talking rugs were flying and everything, baby. We was on. And I was like, well, here I come, Lord. Here I come. I knew Elizabeth would be all right. I think my insurance was paid up that month. Everything's going to be good. But guess what? If I crashed, if I died, seriously, literally, I'm going on. There's some real truth in that. Well, after the plane kind of leveled out, I mean, they were sweating and everything else. They looked at me and they said, "You just said, 'Lord, here I come.'" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ." See, they had to be worried. Because all y'all that think all gods are the same, there's no way I could be Islamic. Because their God keeps score. And if I had to line up all the good things I've done against all the other things I shouldn't have done, guess which team wins? B. How many of y'all, your B team wins better than your A team? Things I should have done right and things I did not do. Which one of those teams win? Even some of you people that think you're good, which one of those teams win? See, some of y'all, it's easy to be you. Here's what you think faithful is. Don't drink, don't cuss, don't chew. I can do that with it. Well, almost do that by myself. See, it's not about that. It's about I'm going to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. King David surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. King David had a moral failure, but had a heart after God. And some of us have not had a moral failure, but have no heart that surrenders unto God. Some of us are clean looking on the outside, but very evil and dirty on the inside. And that's why it just shocks us that evil would come to a quiet town and a clean cut person would be filled with a hideous act. David didn't know that. He knows this. Don't turn to other gods. Be careful. You'll suffer. He said, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." How many of you all thank God for the good things that go on? Thomas, you know what the news forgot to report across the nation on Friday? Millions of school children, millions, went to school that day, were educated that day, and returned home safely that day. Millions of airplanes. I still don't know how we do it. If you ever, I had an acquaintance that became a traffic controller, and I wish he had never become a traffic controller, because he showed me one day what was up there with me. I just want you all to know it did not bring great security into my life. But let me tell you what I was amazed by, John. I was amazed that more planes don't crash. There's a lot of people who came home safely. There's a lot of families that were still together. Guess what? God's still in this place, even though evil raises its head. He said, "I rejoice." And I just want to tell you, I think we need to rejoice. I heard some people, and I get tired of this. Listen, if you're not going to follow God in the good days, don't bring him in when tragedy strikes. You know, if you're not going to follow God, and you're not going to be obedient to God, and you're not going to do what God says, don't blame him when things go wrong. Blame yourself. Blame whatever you follow. But don't bring God into it. If you're not going to rejoice with God, then don't curse him. You say, what about the people that rejoice with God? You know what? They continue on, don't they? One of the reporters ended up in a bad situation. They interviewed a Christian. She got out of there quick. They said, "How do you cope with this?" She said, "Well, we're religious and I believe in Jesus. And I don't know exactly how, but I believe Jesus Christ in my faith somehow or another is going to help us walk through this very dark day." The reporter said, "Well, thank you very much." We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that God's still there in the midst of tragedy. I just want to tell you, evil will rob you joy. And this is the Sunday of joy, and God wants to bring it to you and give it to you. You say, "Well, how do you know?" Look what Jesus does. "Because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let the faithful ones see decay." Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to die. It means we're going to live on when we die. Physically, we're going to die. How many of y'all knows people die physically? Come on, it happens. How many of y'all notice that it's happening to you? Any of y'all notice this? You don't look like you did 2 years ago. I look in the mirror and I see, guess what? We are falling. Right now, I'm in the process. Everything I got's falling. And it gets worse. Spoken from a grandmother. But you know what? As I get worse, heaven gets better. Isn't that right, Jack? Because I'm not going out. I'm going in. How many of y'all are living going in? It's a much more joyful way. It's the way King David lived. Look what he said. Look what he said. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let your faithful one decay. You make known to me a path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at what? Your right hand. So you know what? I don't want anybody to miss the pleasures of God. And in this Christmas season, I hope you will receive the spirit of joy. Where? In your life. Are there going to be tough days? What do you think, Coach? What do you think, church? Yeah. Is Jesus Christ going to get you through them?
Yes.
There's the strength and power. Amen. I'm finished. Did y'all get it? Yes. Y'all ready? I bet there's one light that needs to be changed. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? One light. One bulb. You know how you change it? Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. It's the first step. But the first step is the hardest step in our culture, isn't it? Because we want to say this, Lord, somebody made me sin. Or Lord, I sinned because I had a dysfunctional family. For those of you that are still excusing your poor, miserable life from your dysfunctional family, I just want to let you know, we all had a dysfunctional family. Blake and Clacy, guess what they grew up in? A dysfunctional family. Because Elizabeth and I were their parents. And we have dysfunctional moments. All of us do. All of us have moments that we don't get it right. And this is what makes God, God. He never has a moment that he doesn't get it right. And he's in us. And I pray for our mothers and fathers in that situation in Connecticut. It stunned my heart. I gotta be honest, it stunned my heart. I hated to hear it. But then I thought to myself, what stability does one have in this nation? I remember that old song we used to sing, Dwayne, when you were a kid in this church. You were a kid then. You were the age of your son. Some will trust in horses and chariots and gold and silver. Remember that? I'll trust in the Lord. David trusted in the Lord. He said, you fill me with joy in your presence. Some of you need that one light bulb. That one light bulb on the string of your life changed, and it's this one. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. And God goes, all right, clean. And then the rest of a lot of other things are going to turn on, and you'll be in the presence of joy that God's given you. Does that make sense? Man, if you haven't received Jesus, I hope you will. I can't make you. But I sure pray that the Lord will draw you, that Jesus will draw you into his salvation. That you'll say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my what?
Sin.
You say, well, that make a big change? I don't know. Does it make a big change? Y'all tell me. Does it make a big change? I can tell you this, if Jesus hadn't saved me, I sure wouldn't be preaching to you. I'm serious. Church didn't make sense to me without Jesus. And God drew me to understand this. His hope, his peace, his joy, his love. It's the real deal. So live in it. Amen. Y'all are more than beautiful. Some of you need to step up and get baptized. You followed Jesus for a while. You know you've been saved by him. That's what saves you. Christmas Eve is a great time to get baptized. And if nothing else, would you please confess your faith before your family? So if something does happen to you, your family has some security that you have confessed and done what Jesus told you to do. See, eventually we got to call on up and get responsible. Does that make sense? By the way, I just want you to know, as this culture continues to unfold, there will be many people that do not like your pastor. If that bothers you, you might need to find a Tinkerbell pastor to go be under that will agree with what's going on in this world. I'll never agree. I'm not going to agree. I don't believe in other gods. I believe in one God. Now, I believe the other gods have the right to do whatever they need to do. But I'm not going to shut up because it hurts their feelings. That's not what God said to do. In fact, I might get a little louder just so they can hear me. What Elijah did. Elijah said, dance a little more. Scream a little more. Play your music a little more. Because I like it. Reverend Tommy Johnson, you know what I like? Theoretically, the God of Baal looked good. Practically, the gods couldn't bring no fire. It's interesting that every tragedy, I don't hear about philosophical religious tenets. I start hearing the people calling on the name of who? Jesus. Because deep down inside of us, guess what we know? That other stuff don't work. Sounds good. Looks nice. Makes great conversation at the party. But when you stand before the Lord, I want to be standing with Jesus, don't you? Who stands at our right hand. And because of him, we become unshakable. Let's stand. Lord, we got opportunity. We got opportunity today, provided by the Lord. The Lord's opportunity to come and receive him. So as our pastors come forward today, I'm going to ask you, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? If not today, guess what? You got the opportunity to do this. Lord Jesus, come into my what? How many of y'all know that works? Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. And guess what God will do? Then let me ask you a question. He'll forgive you because he can't lie, right? For you young people, I'm going to let you know. Now listen, I love you parents, but there's only one person that's never, ever going to ever lie to you. God. That's it. There have been times I hadn't shot my kids straight. They asked me if they were good, and I told them yes. My mama, bless her heart, my mama, holy woman, but she lied. She'd tell other people at church that I was a good boy, David Duncan. I bet your mama lied too. Yes, she sure did. She'd say, oh, David Duncan's a pretty good old boy. No, I ain't. And some of y'all believe your mama more than you do God. Klein, your mama told you you was wonderful. That's because she wasn't out with you on Friday night. I was. See what I'm saying? You was with me. We both knew who you were, but hold on. Oh, Jeff Reynolds, I know your grandmama said you was a good boy. Right? Oh, he's so sweet. Yeah? Well, guess what? Here's what Jesus said. You're not that sweet. And you have sinned. But then he said this. Here's the good news. And I love you anyway. And I'm going to forgive you. And I'm going to hold you. And I'm going to stay with you. And nothing's going to shake me. Because when they crucify me, I'm going on. And when they put me in the tomb, I'm going on. And when they roll the stone in front of me, guess what? Guess what? They put a stone in front of me. The government. Government's always been sealing and tagging, I'm telling you. No offense, Senator. But the government rolls that official stone in front of God and puts that official lock and lost even puts two guards in front of the tomb. Now, what kind of fool guards a dead man? Y'all ever seen guards standing out here at Bowling Green Gardens or down at Fairview? Guarded Jesus' tomb, guarded a dead man. You know why? Because he was who he said he was. And on the third day, early in the morning, God kicked the government seal loose, walked out of the tomb, and said, you may be Rome, but I am God. You may be Israel, but I'm the God of Israel. You may be the world, but I am the forever. I would come and receive him. Lord Jesus, bring those now that need to be saved, that they would join in the forever of God. Oh, that's a great joy, God. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the joy of salvation is available. Listen, if you've never asked Jesus, just tell him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. You say, Pastor Steve, how do I know I've sinned? Well, let me help you. Thou shalt not, and you did. You say, well, I ain't never killed anybody. That's fine. Have you stolen anything? That counts cheating in the third grade. Say, well, I've never committed adultery. Looking is included in that sin. Uh-oh. That includes old women that look at Magnum P.I. We've all sinned. We've all envied. We've all been jealous. And God says today, I'll forgive you for that right now. You want to find Christmas? I'd come let God open me up and receive the gift that he gave a long time ago. Unwrap me and put me free, man. Isn't he? Receive it. I told you last week something kind of funny. In the spiritual realm, it's better to receive than give, because you can't give enough to get to where God wants you to be. So you're going to have to receive His grace, His hope, His peace, and today His joy through the power of the Holy Spirit. You come. God's calling you. If you need to be baptized, you come and talk to pastors. Some of you have been saved through the week. Thank God. And we need to line up baptism. But we got people joining in. Hey, New Year's Eve going to be a big night. Going to be a big night of baptism. Hallelujah. On the eve that we celebrate the birth of Christ, we're going to have people testifying that His message still works. Wesley, what do you think? Yeah. Maybe you need to come and pray. I'm going to encourage you. We got to start doing something. We love kids here. Y'all right? Right? How many of y'all have ever been run over by the atrium by a wild four-year-old? They're dangerous here. Be careful with them, man. I'm glad. I had one clip me the other day on a Wednesday night. I was coming out, and I looked, big old bucket-headed kid. I'm not going to tell you whose it was. And I just laughed at him because, you know what? I'm glad to serve a church where I can get run over by a kid on Wednesday night because I know that kid's hearing about Jesus. Make sense? And we need to pray for safety of our schools. We do it anyway, but let's do it together. Amen? I pray for all of our law enforcement agents. We got a lot of them here, so don't y'all do anything stupid here. You'll meet Jesus. Let's pray for people that work in this. I don't know why we think it's beneficial to get all tore up after the tragedy happens. Why don't we get so faithful that we push the tragedy out of the way? There's a God and He works. So as you come forward today, just let God speak to you. Man, people coming to the altar. Y'all just give this moment. Don't run out of here yet. Come on. In the name of Jesus, the altar's open. Moms, dads, believers, those that are yet to believe, people that just need to be loved on, let God have His way.